Here are your kicks and kisses for the week of March 15th. Kisses and hugs to the 5 kind BC Ferries workers who assisted me to walk onto the ferry at Horseshoe Bay and off at Langdale after my hospital visit to Vancouver last Friday. You were all so very helpful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kisses to Jesse and Janice and all staff at Gibson Veterinary Hospital for your amazing help with Sophie. She is sorry for the scratches. Kick to the person in the big silver pickup with platinum written across his tailgate. I see you weekdays around 4 o'clock speeding, passing over double solid lines into oncoming traffic. You are traveling from Seashelt towards Pender. Keep your death wish to yourself. Kisses to the person and the staff at Independent Grocery who safely returned my iPad that I left in a shopping cart while shopping. Your honesty and good service is much appreciated. A big thank you to CIBC and the person who found and turned in my debit card that I mistakenly left in the cash machine. Honesty is everything. A busload full of kisses to all the HandyDart drivers, but especially to the one who got me out of a jam when an essential part of my power wheelchair fell to the road on Friday. Kicks to all the drivers who race down Redrowoff's Road like it is the Autobahn. At least show the courtesy to slow down when you see people and dogs walking in the bike path. Kisses to everyone who made the Pirates of Penzance happen. In particular to Sarah who saved a seat for me and to the several volunteers who looked out for me. One let me freshen up long before anyone was allowed in, after my nerve-wracking time in the dusk and rain. And to Beth who let me follow her home. This flawlessly professional performance brought me laughter and delight, company, renewed energy, and resolve. To think I almost decided to forfeit my ticket and not go at all. Multiple kisses to those who came to my rescue on Wednesday night. Mark and Rita, the paramedics, the fire department crew, Paige for fitting me in for a CT scan, Dr. Dylan for managing my pain, to Laurel and Ren for making me comfortable. I felt your compassion and kindness throughout my ordeal. I am on the mend and will be more careful with my back. Email your kisses and kicks to editor@coastreporter.net. The deadline for submissions is 1 p.m. every Tuesday for a given week. Coast Reporter will run kisses and kicks entries as space permits on a first-received, first-published basis. Submissions must be accompanied by a name and phone number for confirmation by the editor. Names will not be printed in the column unless requested by the writer, for kisses only. A kick is intended to be an anonymous critique between private parties and may in no way publicly identify an individual, group or business directly or indirectly. Submissions must be no longer than 30 words. If your thanks or critique is longer, consider an ad in our classified section. The editor reserves the right to edit or refuse to run any submission.